During the month of December, we deck our halls and don apparel in the festive colors of red and green. But when it comes to holiday shopping, financial advisors say if you're smart, you'll stick with the green and stay out of the red. Here to discuss the dangers of December debt and the January hangover is NPR Senior Business Editor Marilyn G. Wax. Welcome back.
Good morning, Leanne.
We're right in the heart of gift buying season right now. How are consumers paying for their purchases?
And with the economy and the kind of bad shape that it's still in, you'd think that people would be avoiding their credit cards. But in fact, we're seeing individuals pile up more debt, especially on their department store credit cards. Now, from the credit card industry's perspective, total debt actually is down a little bit. But that's because stores and banks themselves have closed so many of those accounts, especially on their weakest customers. And a lot of people have closed the accounts themselves. So altogether, we're down about 18% on our cards. But for the individuals who still have them open, those debts are actually higher. The average balance per consumer on a single store credit card is about $198 now, and that's $30 more than it would have been last year at the same time.
How well are people handling their debts to these store credit cards, these retailers?
We know that they're not handling it all that well, because you can see the percentage of people paying late payments to the stores has actually risen significantly in the past year. So we know people are getting hit with more fees and they're paying higher interest rates.
Why open department store credit cards in the first place? I mean, can't all purchases be charged to a bank credit card?
It's true. You could just use that general purpose MasterCard and Visa card anytime you go into a Nordstrom's or a Lord & Taylor's. But we get lured into these store credit cards because they offer us discounts and reward points. But I was talking with Michelle Ranieri, who's an analyst with Experian. That's a firm that studies credit card use. She said people are using their department store credit cards more this year, not just because of those discounts, but because they don't have room for more debt on their bank cards. So they end up using a Macy's card to buy the Christmas present, and then they buy lunch with their bank credit card. And that helps spread your debt around so you don't hit the credit limit.
But is that really a sensible strategy?
It's certainly a tempting one. Anybody can understand at this time of year you want to shop. And the trouble comes in when it gets to be January and you've got bills piling up. You've got fees, interest payments. It really is a lot more financially sensible to stick to cash in December. Of course, now the retailers are hoping that we will use a lot of plastic because they would like an exuberant shopping season. And certainly it's true. In the short term, a lot of buying right now would make the economy look healthier. But financial planners say that it's just kind of crazy to take on more debt when the job market is still so dicey. To have a sustainable economic recovery over time, it's really better to be more conservative.
Reduce the personal debt and boost up our savings. All right. So, but Marilyn, if someone wants to kick the debt habit, is it advisable to close all credit accounts except for one bank credit card?
It's strange. You'd think that if you closed all your credit cards, that would show that you're really making a commitment to financial responsibility. But actually, the financial planners say that it's the opposite. If you make any sudden moves where you either open a lot of accounts or you close a lot of accounts, it makes you sort of look suspicious for some reason. So the better strategy is if you want to start closing those credit cards, just do it slowly and over time.
Marilyn G. Wax is NPR's Senior Business Editor. Thank you, Marilyn.
You're welcome, Leanne.